What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome back to the podcast, Broden.
Thanks, mate.
Man, you are a lucky fat dude in that you don't wear it on your face.
Thank you.
Like, I fucking wear, the second I get any sort of weight, I wear it straight on my chin and my jowls.
Yeah, and mine tends to go to, like, the side.
Yeah.
Good fuck handles.
I've got good fuck handles too, so, like, there's that. You're just, yeah, lucky man.
Now, I want you to know I'm mad at you.
Why's that?
So you messaged me this morning, all right? You want to come on the pod? Cool. I like that. That's fun. What time?
I let you sit there.
No. 16:30.
You had to Google it.
You're making him do math.
Do I look like a Green Beret?
Definitely not.
16:30.
Definitely
I have to go
not.
Back to 12 and count forward. If you ever message me again and make me do mathematics, I will fucking kill you. And, like, it sounds like a bit, but I'm genuinely outraged by your bullshit.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, I love it.
Old habits die hard.
See, Broden still has the energy to, like, attack you that I don't have anymore because I'm just done with it.
I've got so much energy.
You're like an old married wife.
Yeah, I'm just like, cunt's retarded. I actually messaged you back in 24-hour time.
I noticed.
Just so that you'd understand because I know you're
done. I noticed.
And if I said 4:30, you might turn up here Monday morning.
I'm not down for it. Fucking 4:30, or I'm not going to rock up in the morning. Fucking, it's not going to happen. You can trust me. It's some bullshit.
My bad, mate.
Mitch was planning a military action this afternoon.
I do mowing the fucking too. Lawn. Yeah. That's his buds. Walking 4 meters, pushing a fucking lawnmower.
Oh, it wasn't easy, man. I'll let it grow out again.
What'd you do that for?
Yeah, so... It's been growing for a month.
This thing's fucked, eh?
Yeah, you can tell us all about it.
Have a go at that.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
A rock fucking got me. I was mowing the lawn yesterday and it flicked up underneath the lawnmower and fucking drilled me in the knee.
You cunts are old. Who mows lawns?
Yeah, I know.
I don't even have a lawn.
Dude, I've owned my house for 7 years. This is the most I've ever mowed my lawn.
Did you fix your whippersnipper?
Nah.
Nah?
Yeah, we bought a new
lawnmower. You bought a new whippersnipper. Oh, new lawnmower. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Old mate came and dropped it off for you, didn't he?
Fucking nice fellow. It's a good lawnmower, too. He brought the shitty one that I was going to buy off him, and then he brought his good one.
Is this podcast sponsored by John Deere? What the fuck are you talking about?
Lawnmowers, mate.
Fucking whippersnippers.
Yeah. That's what happens when you turn 30. You start talking about fucking yard maintenance. I got nothing else going on. Fucking cunt next door owns a WRX. It's got like a big fat fucking exhaust on it.
Oh, I bet that's a fucking nightmare.
Starts it up at like 6:30 in the morning. I'm like,
cunt.
Mate, I'm going to start fucking on my lawn earlier and earlier on a Saturday morning when you're fucking hungover.
Yeah.
Maybe a Sunday. I reckon Sunday session.
Sunday morning, 5:30.
Yeah, 5:30. Fuck, that's a bit rough.
That's 0530 hours. Friend.
This is why you've only ever slept with one woman.
No, that's like two, isn't it?
Three.
Oh, body count.
Three. One conscious?
Yeah, she's awake every now and then, aren't you, Tanya?
Not the other night. We both woke up.
You both wake. You'll do that. You'll wake up mid-fuck. We used to have a joke about it, didn't we?
Hmm.
Waking up mid-fuck.
Eddie's got a joke about it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't
it? It was Eddie. I thought I wrote a joke.
Right, O'Brien. Just taking... Yeah, that's just what stealing. We do jokes. We run comedy.
I think I've written a bit about waking up mid-fuck before Eddie wrote hers. I just never performed it. Because it's a whole thing. No, you had a bit about it. And you even defined what the term was. No,
the term's rape.
Yeah.
No, there was a thing, like, where you...
sleep fucking.
Yeah, sleep fucking. It's something erotic. Coitus.
Oh, I don't know what it's called anymore.
But you used to have a bit about it. way back.
I still do it if Chaz hasn't fucking done an oil change on me in a few days, giving me my fucking every 24 hours.
Sad hand job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so disturbed.
Just wake up.
An oil change. Have I thought you were going back to lawnmowers again. I was real scared for a second. I don't know nothing about a lawnmower.
Oh, dude. It's a whole thing. When you mow your lawn and you look back at it, you're like, that lawn looks like shit. Then you know you made it.
What the fuck? I look at that lawn and I'm like, that looks sick.
No, man, you've seen mine. My yard's fucked from my dogs.
Yeah.
I spent like $700 having to get it regraded.
Like how Broden didn't want to talk about lawns anymore, then you brought it back to it.
Yeah, I've got to keep that quality content coming, you know. The people want lawns. So, like, you're like 50% Mexican.
I've got three lawnmowers, two of which don't run.
Why you got to be racist about it, Broden?
I'm not being racist. I'm just saying, like, they do better jobs than us at lawns.
Who?
The Mexicans.
Fuck you. Have you seen me mow a lawn, mate?
Dude.
Apart from the occasional... Yeah, you got injured.
Yeah, well, the occasional rock will get
fucking
you.
Fucking Felipe doesn't get injured.
Well, he does. He just doesn't tell you about it because he doesn't want to get deported.
Fucking A-Rod, he doesn't.
I know this.
I'm sorry, sir. I keep my mouth shut. Do not tell government.
Is Felipe Indian? That was a horrible accent. I can only do Indian.
Oh, how do you do Mexican? Can you do Mexican?
It's Indian, but like lazier. Hey, man.
Hey, man, I mow your lawn for you.
You come around, mow your lawn? Ese? They say ese a lot.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Mexicans do suck. They take our jobs. Except no, my cousin. No, my cousin Mexican. went to Mexico, got a job picking fruit because there wasn't enough Mexicans around to do it.
That's reverse psychology.
I know,
right,
it's
there.
Fucking awesome.
It was like my dad trying to drive for Uber.
Yeah, dude, that is insane.
Yeah, he wanted to, when he was bored in lockdown.
That is insane.
I cancel Ubers with white people that are driving.
You'll exclusively only drive with Indians?
Exclusively Indians.
They're always on the phone to other people when they're driving.
It's because they're organising business deals.
No, it's because they're afraid that they're going to be fucking a victim of a hate crime.
Yeah.
So they stay on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Oh, dude. I remember we were in Brisbane for work one time, and I got into this... Yeah, we got into an Uber. He was on his phone to his mate, and I was just like, oh, I'll put him on speakerphone. And the Indian dude's like, yeah, all right. And he's like, oh, hello, who's this? I'm like, oh, Mitch. I'm like, hey, can I ask you a question? He's like... yeah, sure. Like, how big's your dick? Because I've heard Indian fellas have smaller penises than the rest of us. He's like, what? Why you ask me this? Like, yeah.
You trying to make us fall asleep, Mitch?
Oh, wow. Motherfucker. You won't let me have that one. It wasn't even a pity laugh.
That was a good one. I like that story.
I'm talking about sexually harassed an Indian man.
Yeah. They're very homophobic too.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wish Bobby was a little more homophobic so he didn't wipe his dick all over me. Motherfucker. He's got a sword now. Did you
yeah,
see
I
that?
Know. How good.
Oh, dude. Fucking wins a belt and a sword.
Presented by Craig Jones.
Dude.
One of the best in the world.
I know.
In Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
I know, dude. He's training with the best in the world.
I knew this was going to happen.
The B team.
Ethan asked me to talk about this.
Did you see the UFC today?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch any fights at all.
Fucked up, man.
It definitely wasn't a very good main event.
It was.
I was going to sleep.
Giga.
Sorry,
Ethan. You can't fucking go.
Giga versus Cater. Look, man, we talked about lawns. Now we're talking about UFC, all right?
It was a really good fight. Like,
it was. It was a good fight.
It was just the case of, you know, an up-and-comer underestimating someone that's been there for a bit longer and then getting the absolute fuck kicked out of them.
No, Giga's fucking world champion, man.
He underestimated what's Calvin
Giga
Kattar, and that's why he got beat for 5 rounds straight and the last round was a 10-8 round.
Who's Giga?
Giga is the dude who lost the fight and Kattar's the dude who won the fight. Giga's like a Jewy-looking dude with a big head.
He's from fucking Georgia.
Yeah, but he looks Jewy.
Doesn't look Jewy.
He does, he does. You see him, you're like, ah, oh, he kind of looks Jewy.
Poor Ethan.
He's got a big fucking... Have you seen the size of his head? It's a big head. I've got a big head, though. That's one thing
I've got a big fucking... I've got a strong jaw as well. I look like Stan from American Dad on the right angle.
Bite your dick off.
I feel sexually harassed over here.
Yeah.
My toe looks like Roger from American Dad.
Your toe?
Yeah, my toe. It is fucking Roger.
My second toe.
Oh, Roger.
It fucking looks like Roger.
It does, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a silhouette.
Wow.
Yeah, both of them do. I've got two Rogers.
My brother kind of looks like Roger.
Where's your boyfriend?
Yeah, where is your boyfriend?
Don't know who you're talking about.
The dude you brought.
You've forgotten him already?
He's gone to the other side.
Yeah, he has.
He's passed.
He's not allowed on this podcast anymore.
No, he is, as he fucking shouldn't be.
No.
You know? Wilson, he's the enemy.
Don't even speak his name.
He's stuck at the police academy because they've got a mad COVID outbreak.
And they're not even paying him to be there.
Are they?
Nah.
He's got to do his
training. He's getting paid to fucking
He gets
learn.
Stuck there.
Oh, what?
He's got to pay for the university and pay his own way while he's there. They don't give him a wage.
That's fucked.
It is so fucked.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
Why'd he sign up for that? That's terrible.
I think they're trying to stop, like, fucking psychos from joining the police force. Like, you've actually really, really got to want it.
Yeah, but how's he making money? Like, is he on the dole?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
So you just have dolies in the police force. It's like, that doesn't make sense either.
Oh, you got to pass here.
I'm just worried about him having a gun.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've shot guns with Wilson, and he's not good at it.
Poor.
He doesn't look very, like, hand-eye coordinated.
No, he isn't.
Yeah.
Not at all. In any way, shape, or form. You've seen him on stage. It kind of looks like he's going to fall over if there's a strong breeze.
Yeah. Not good.
I can't believe he's going to be protecting people.
And he's got a big head, too.
Big head. Big target.
Big head.
Mm.
Dude, if I could beat you in a fight, you shouldn't be a police officer.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I told my dad Wilson was going to be in the police force, and my dad's a bit of a rougher dude, and he's like, I would target that cunt.
Yeah.
And I would break him.
Yeah, dude.
That was during breakfast. Super intense.
Yeah. Fucking hell, Dad. I'm just trying to eat some eggs, cunt. Settle down.
Me and Broden got something to bond over.
Oh, yeah.
Our family members both ended up in the same jail.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good jail. Really good garlic prawns there.
Yeah, good barbecues.
Which is like a weird sentence to say.
What do you mean, for the inmates?
Yeah,
for like visitation. Like they have like a big outdoor area with garlic prawns that you can purchase at the canteen.
Right.
The fucking guy that was there was some little Irish fella. He used to give me like free paddle pops. I found out he was a pedo. So
nice.
Good fella.
You nearly got fucked by the prawn man.
Yeah.
That could be a bit.
Fucked by the prawn man.
Yeah.
Hey, was
he cute?
In like a... No, he wasn't. I don't know why I considered that. He was fucking ugly.
Did he show you his prawn?
I won't talk about it.
Did he show you his prawn?
Should have you.
No, but he made Broden sniff his fingers. Come over here. You want to smell what a pussy smells like?
Only if you give me a free paddle pop.
And that's how I got my paddle pops.
Broden's a lot like, of finger sniffing. Broden walks away. He's like, what a sucker.
All I had to do was sniff his fingers. It's not like shit, though, but I thought it was going to smell like prawns. Just joking about Broden being molested by the prawn man. I love this podcast. It's so good. It's gone places.
It's definitely just a joke.
Is that the name of this episode? Molested by the prawn man.
I feel like it needs to be that fucking definitely just a joke. That was a good call. That's funny.
It's just a joke.
It's definitely just a joke.
There's some interesting people there. Have you been to visit?
Not there yet. I've been to...
Fuck,
I went
a
to
shit sibling, though. Is he brother? Is he brother?
Hey? Yeah, brother.
Yeah, you're a
Is
shit
he
brother.
There now?
Yeah. He hasn't got visitation yet. He hasn't got visitation yet. He's only just got there.
It's a fucking minimum security prison.
Yeah, they want him to hang back at like a month. So he's only been there like probably a month, if that. It took him 4 weeks to get him from fucking Central Coast to Sydney to Maitland because he had to go through
Muswellbrook.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Maitland Jail's closed.
Sorry. Yeah, Maitland Jail. Yep, they run laser tag there now. That'd be a fun jail to be at, Maitland Jail with laser tag.
Just making the inmates do laser tag.
Yep. All day, every day.
You're just trying to shoot each other with lasers and the prawn man comes out from a corner. Sniff this.
Not again.
Ah, he's fingering me.
Well, that was the joke. We were trying to tiptoe around it. And Mitch is like,
let's fucking go.
It's about fingering, guys. About as subtle as a kick in the teeth.
Wow, cunt.
Oh, shit.
No, you'll like it there. It's a very interesting place to visit. You see a lot of people.
What'd your brother do? Can we go into that?
No, unfortunately.
I'm glad you said that because I almost mentioned it before.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, but we can't go into it.
Bugger.
Yeah. Well, he's not allowed to have visitation rights, so it wasn't good.
Is that because he listens to the podcast and you're afraid?
No, but I might put him onto it. Shout out, brother.
All right. I guess we've got to change topics then.
Yeah, I guess so. We
fucking go further into that.
Yeah.
Fuck, I want to know, though.
I'll tell you later.
You won't be surprised.
Yeah, he probably bashed someone. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Runs in the family, I think.
I've been pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't bashed any cunts lately.
I would hate myself if I got bashed by you.
Ah, dude.
Because, like, as you hit me, your tits are just fucking bouncing.
They all fucking do. They all do. They all have the same look on their face, like, what the fuck? What just happened? We were laughing, joking. Pud went crazy. Now my jaw hurts.
We should organise this. We should organise a Newcastle comedy fight night.
Ah, man, they were talking about that. It's a bad idea.
Let's do some fucking matchmaking.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad idea.
It's a very bad idea. Because we get brain damage. Brain damage on the mic.
You mean more brain damage?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're saying that like most of the people don't have brain damage.
You fucking rap NWA. I heard that.
Yeah, I dropped it out there. Dropped it out there for the real OGs.
Oh, God. Braden doesn't
My
know.
My brothers.
Yeah.
I couldn't care either.
Express yourself.
It's a reference Express that one yourself. Person ever is going to get.
Yeah.
No, a lot of people will get it. You don't know who NWA is?
I know who NWA is.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
You almost got me.
I saw your face change.
You sneaky son of a bitch.
Shit, that's why I'm a Jew.
You almost got me.
Shit.
We'll give you just enough fucking rope to hang yourself with.
Okay, I'm so close to saying it.
Yeah.
You don't even know what it is. You don't even know. You probably don't even know what it stands for.
Ninjas?
Nice men. Nice men with attitudes.
Nice men.
Nice men. Does men start with a W, you fuckwit?
Does NWA?
You said nice men.
It was a bad call.
Pud's a bit upside down right now.
Yeah, Pud's in places. He's on another plane right now.
Speed mowing
lawns.
This is when you can start molesting him.
Yeah.
You want a paddle pop?
Ask if he wants to smell your fingers.
I wouldn't smell Broden's fingers.
Yeah, I want to smell my fingers. Mm.
So who was that fella you brought along to the comedy club the oven?
You're talking about the
Do you mean comedy club?
The comedy club.
I thought you said
Your
comedy
friend.
Cub.
Yeah, that's...
Did I? Mm. Nah, my bad.
That's Aaron.
Aaron.
He's going to listen to this, so he's going to be very happy his name was mentioned.
He's your friend, is he?
What are you trying to say?
You just let him hang around your missus like that.
What are you trying to say?
He's a handsome fellow, is what I'm trying to say. He's much more handsome than you are.
Okay, I'm going to have to bury him. Here's the problem with Aaron.
Yes!
It's got a bent penis.
Oh, is that all?
When I say bent, we're talking like almost
left, right, or up, down.
Left, like.
Oh, he's got a hook. So he's got a
all the way.
Like I reckon, if he was on the right,
so he pisses at like what 90 degrees?
Yeah, he's got to stand sideways to piss.
So it's bent on the floor.
And his jaw?
Yeah,
prosthetic.
Oh, he's born without a jaw.
Yeah, not a real jaw. Fake jaw. Prosthetic
jaw. Oh, man. No wonder it's so strong.
It's titanium.
It's a fucking... I suppose if you're picking your own jaw, you want to make
hair,
it strong.
That perfect hair?
Yeah.
He was born bald. He was a bald baby.
I mean, most babies are born bald, you fucking idiot.
He never grew hair.
Okay, he never grew
hair. So that's actually... It's why I've grown my hair out, because every couple of years I've grown my hair out and
just
shave
to flex it?
No, no, and I present it to him.
Yeah. No, I'm not flexing, but I present my hair to...
Hey.
And then we ship it to a little Asian boy who weaves it into a wig. His name's Horatio.
We sponsor him. $5 a month. It's a fucking... Craft.
He makes a really good wig. If you guys need a wig,
I make a wig for you.
Google littleasianboy.com.
Oh, sorry, he's not Mexican. It's the same one. Is it? I make a rig for him. He makes rigs. fuck.
Oh, dude, that is fucking funny. You buried him. You fucking buried him,
that
all
poor
right?
Poor cunt. Man, he'd fuck all right on his side, though, I reckon. You know, when you're, like, laying on your side? He'd be smashing the G-spot.
Oh, man, I love a good side fuck.
Yeah, good side fuck.
Yeah.
You're not side fucking.
Yeah, you got a small dick, bro.
No, side fuck. Good.
10 out of
side fuck good.
Side fuck? Your side fuck good?
Yeah.
What out of 10? Like, his side fuck ability.
She has to say 10 because I'm... sitting right in front of her.
There's other positions.
And, like, and then I'll start if she doesn't quite come as hard as she usually does. Oh, what's that? A fucking 7? A 6, huh? Can't be putting that sort of fucking thoughts in my head, mate. It's the one thing I'm confident about.
What about doggy style out of 10?
Hey? Yeah, no, doggy style.
What's wrong with doggy style?
Right, well, if doggy's 10, then sides probably 9.
It depends. It depends. It depends on the day.
You can't both be 10.
You can't be fucking 10s every night.
No, that's right.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to phone it in.
What's your best?
You're just changing the oil.
What's your best position, mate?
Depends.
You guys know what the Amazon position is?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do. I found that one out the other night. Yeah. That wasn't suggested on Pornhub. I went on a deep dive.
Oh, you weren't getting fucked Amazon style. You just watched porn of it.
Yeah, my girlfriend was at her house.
Is that the where they throw the dude's funny. Back legs back?
I was just lying. My girlfriend was actually at Aaron's house. He's the one that showed me the position.
He was getting a jaw workout. I got these for watching porn. I might do that later.
Oh, dude, did you pay for them?
No.
Good. I was about to say, I would have given you mine.
What do you mean?
I've got a set of those.
I'm doing the rest of the podcast like this.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he's committed to the bit.
No,
I get it, man. Double down. Sometimes it doesn't land.
This one's a Samsung one.
Yeah, I've got the Samsung one.
Oh, I thought you bought a fucking expensive one.
No, it was a whole fight to... Remember, you photoshopped the contract so that I could get a free pair of those.
No, that wasn't for that.
I wouldn't have done anything like that.
It was.
I wouldn't commit forgery.
No, I committed forgery. Oh. You just helped.
Sweet, accessory.
Accessory too. You had to change the date.
You got a free pair of these, but you've also got the Oculus.
I've also got the Oculus, yeah.
Yeah, powered by Oculus. There you go. Anyway, I'm going to watch porn on them later. That's going to be sick.
Yeah, I don't know how... Can you... Is there like a VR section of Pornhub?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You can watch it without the glasses. It's just two of the thing that you're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
I'm going to have the best wank.
Oh, dude.
I was waiting for one of you to say something funny.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because I'm afraid it might be the next thing.
It might be better.
Might be better. And then I might have to...
Well, I can't use these to be racist, so...
Yes, you can.
You definitely can. VR chat, dude.
Yeah, if you don't use them, it's actually more racist because they're black.
Yeah.
Half blackface.
Fuck, man. Broden's bringing the heat.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fucking.
You can't get cancelled if you never started.
Yeah, it's true. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay at this level forever and just be uncancellable.
Oh, man. If only your jokes on stage were this funny.
I know, right? Ah. I'm going to listen to this back and just write everything I said down and then see
you
what I'm
doing. You need to. You need to. That new bit you've got about your dad's big dick, that's a good bit.
If you don't have a prawn man joke in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to Raymond K. Hessel you.
I don't get that reference. Could you please explain it for me?
Don't you?
No.
That's a Fight Club reference.
Oh, so you like shit movies?
Hey, Fight Club's fuck not a you.
Yeah, come at me, cunt.
Oh, man.
That's a good movie.
All right.
You like fighting. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. This is the problem, too, because he'd beat me in stand-up, but I could out-jiu-jitsu you. So it really depends on whether or not...
I don't know if you could get me down.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm 100% not...
fighting stand-up.
Yeah.
Not stand-up comedy. Yeah. I was like, there's no way.
Are we going to have to fight after this, Mitch?
I think... Well, we might have to.
All right.
We might have to.
Mitch is going to get a concussion.
100%, yeah. If I stand and bang with you, I haven't fucking fought in... I haven't sparred in probably close to... Over 7 years.
I was going
to
say, you've been fighting your sexuality.
Over 7 years.
Daily.
Yeah, I know. That closet door is so thick, man. You can't just punch out your way out of it.
I haven't had a fight in 2 minutes.
Yeah. I haven't sparred in over 7 years. And you did that fight camp, so...
Yeah.
100%.
So I'm like a fighter now.
Yeah, dude.
So that's why I don't like Fight Club. I'm only into the real stuff. No.
That Jared Leto scene is pretty good.
It's Jared Leto?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I didn't know he was in Fight Club. It
would be like a gift.
No, but you should... that is on the verge, if not infected.
Well, probably.
Did you disinfect it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too late. Fuck. He didn't disinfect it for fucking hours and
I'll put Betadine on it.
Yeah, like straight away?
Oh, I finished mine on the lawn first.
Got to dead all that shit straight away, man.
Yeah. Weeping and shit. I can see it from here. It's got yellow. Yeah. 100%, dude. I would definitely be going to the doctors and be like, hey, is this infected?
Yeah, and then what are they going to do?
Give you antibiotics.
You ever had a staph infection?
Oh.
I haven't quite. I've had the staph infection on my knees, but it hasn't been a staph infection.
So
I've had the pimples.
When I was like 12, I lived in a caravan park. It's a whole nother fucking lane to dive down later.
Yeah, but I've been there.
So I got a staph infection, and I went to the doctor, and they didn't diagnose me for 5 weeks. So I went septic, and I ended up spending a few months in hospital.
Yeah,
you could have died.
I lost, like, I have like a bunch of meat from my. It looks like I got bit by a shark because I had to get through and scrape all the dead meat out and shit.
Oh.
So I told people I've been bit by a shark, but that never happened.
That happened to my pop. Fuck, he had the same thing, got hit by a car. And they had to take a big chunk out of his leg.
Yeah.
And tell people he got hit by a shark.
But
are you him reincarnated?
Yeah, I'm
fucking onto you.
Hey, call me Pop Pop.
I know. I also know someone who had a fucking something very similar and then copped an infection in his hip and
it's
fucking nearly ate his ass out.
Yeah, they're worried about it like spreading throughout the rest of the body and...
Well, 100%. My knee's infected, so can you eat my ass? Is that...
That's how it works, man.
Okay, cool.
All right. Fuck, you got me. Years. Years it took him.
The other day, my friend told me that eating ass was microdosing cannibalism.
No.
It's microdosing, like...
Feces.
Feces. Yeah.
That's a good point.
I went on a Facebook page called Urine Therapy. The other day, Tanya was just like, she just heard me start laughing, like, hysterically. And she's like, what? I'm like, I'm on a page called Urine Therapy. And it's just all people like, hey, I started urine therapy and now I've got a rash.
Just yeah, that's so funny.
Over and over.
Have you seen the one?
What's urine therapy?
Yeah, you drink your own piss.
Apparently it's full of all the chemicals that Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about. It's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Did you see the one about...
Joe Rogan did it once.
No way.
Yeah, he did. He talked about it once on his podcast.
He did it once. He actually did it.
Yeah.
See, and this is the problem with Joe Rogan, is he has a lot of valid points sometimes, but then he drinks piss.
He's also a man who drank piss.
Yeah.
Like anyone that drinks piss can't fucking have a valid point for the rest of their life.
Joe Rogan does strike me as a man who'll try anything once.
Yeah, I think that was it. He's like, I heard it had, like, vitamins that the body didn't fucking take through the first time.
Young Jamie, I heard that sucking cock and eating cum is good for the immune system. Pull that up.
Well, actually, there's protein in semen.
Oh, dude.
That's why my brother is jacked.
Yeah. It's funny. That's funny. Is your brother really jacked?
You're going to say yeah. He's really gay.
He's definitely fucking, he's definitely gay. Really gay, but he's not jacked.
Is he gay or does he like the gains?
You're about to start drinking cum by the fucking gallon, weren't you?
Oh, dude. Little fucking, or a big, is he big brother or little brother?
He's older than me.
Ah, man, that makes it bad.
Was he the prawn man?
Because he bullied you growing up too, didn't he?
No, he did not bully you. But it got to a point where I was like, it got to a point where he couldn't bully me anymore.
Yeah.
And now I just throw him around. It's great.
Oh, good. I bet you do.
Yeah.
But he hates that.
I pick him up and I throw him to the ground and then I...
He's like, oh, Broden.
And I whisper in his ear, this is for the prawn man. And then I give him a paddle pop.
Yep. Good boy.
Fucking hell. Is your brother hot?
Does he fuck?
I might fuck your brother. That's like an alpha.
Actually,
move,
so this is a cool... This is a very cool caveat until something I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So, a few years back when I was like 15, 16, I fucked my brother's best friend. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So now he has this thing where he has to fuck.
I'm going to assume his best friend was a bloke.
And he's just been trying to fuck Wilson for years since.
So
he's just been trying to fuck Wilson.
So, no, it's not Wilson. So here's the thing, right? So I fucked Blake's friend and the other, for New Year's night, Aaron, the one with the fake jaw and the bald and has a bent cock.
Don't tell me your brother fucked him.
No, but he tried to levels that I was uncomfortable to see.
That's pretty good.
Because
what was the pickup lines he was using?
Would you like me to suck your cock?
It's pretty straightforward.
See, man, they don't fuck around. No, gay men,
I promise,
they don't.
It doesn't make you gay.
To get your cock sucked.
Why, dude?
Pretty gay.
And then it's like, no, it's okay. You'll like it.
Definitely had his cock sucked by a dude. He was very adamant about that.
So here's what I'm saying, right, is my brother wants to fuck one of my friends.
Yeah.
So I give you permission to fuck my brother.
So
Aaron.
Stop
trying to fuck Aaron. I don't need your permission.
I know, but you have my blessing.
Oh, your blessing.
You're blessed. Okay. Fucking.
Very good. I don't want to do it now. I don't want to do it with your blessing. I want to do it without your blessing.
So now that I want you to fuck my brother, you don't want to fuck my brother?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck my brother, Ethan.
I just wanted to do it to upset you.
Do it. Fuck my brother and give him a paddle pop.
How many sexual partners has your brother had? Do you know?
Too
Lots.
Many.
It's a body count, isn't it?
Yeah. Has he got age yet?
Jesus Christ.
Has he got AIDS yet? It's a bit on the nose, don't you think?
A little bit. Yeah, pretty offensive.
No, like it's on his nose. It's spreading quickly.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't have AIDS, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, AIDS doesn't spread across your face, you fucking idiot. Oh, Mitch finally throws one back. Everyone's like, oh, Jesus, mate, you don't have to be so extreme.
Yeah,
so
no, well, mean, I was just Mitch. Surprised that you were right for once.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, man.
It's like, wow, that's actually correct.
Yeah.
Fucking good on you. All right. Want to talk about gigs?
Yeah, fuck. We've had a few, haven't we?
We have. Unlike this fucking turd
you.
In the corner.
All right. I've been dealing with trauma.
Where have you been?
What trauma?
Where have you been the last couple of...
All right.
Last week. All right, where were you last week?
This is a safe space for healing trauma.
I was standing out the front of Aaron's house with a boombox trying to serenade my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is Aaron black?
Nah, Aaron's Maltese, so he's like a fake Italian.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's not the one from your bit.
I have a bit about black people?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Remember? The video?
This is my problem. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of the focus of the bit. It's kind of the punchline.
100% the punchline.
It is the punchline.
I don't know. I don't think... I think it's like... It's
He doesn't even know clear. Where the punchline is, isn't he?
At the end of the joke. Usually at the end.
I'm not racist.
No, we're not saying that at all. You're saying you talk about filming. No, I know exactly filming. What you're talking about. Yeah, now you do.
Yeah, I know. No, I knew what you were talking about the whole time. I'm just trying to
sure
make
you do.
People laugh.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
No, everyone wants to sit here and talk about fucking lawnmowers. Dumb ways to tell time.
And MMA.
Oh, God, don't start that again.
Anyway, so what were we talking about? Because I jumped in there.
Yeah, because Aaron was black. I told you he was Maltese.
Maltese, yeah. Anywho, so gigs this week. We were talking about gigs this week. Yeah,
we got back there.
And you're bullying me.
Oh, so good. I was like, I'm just going to wait and see if he fucking picks it up.
Ethan's had a fucking productive couple of weeks. MCing the Crown.
Oh, how did that go?
Well, you would have known if you were there.
That's right. You were trying to... Where the fuck have you been? There we go. That's yeah, where we were at.
Mm. I led you straight back into it.
Why didn't you show up to any gigs the last 2 weeks?
No, I've been the last 2 weeks.
You went once.
Last week. Right, so here's my problem. I don't know what I was doing when you were MCing the Crown and Anchor.
Mitch was actively bullying people in the group chat to try and get them down. Oh no,
hey,
sorry, that was at the start.
Ronan started on Mitch and I defended Mitch in that group chat. I'd be pulling up group chats.
No. What we're saying is you didn't come to comedy last week.
I'm very hot right now. I'm sweating.
It's hot in here. That's how it's
I'm
like
trying
an entire
hot seat. Away from what I was doing.
You know,
it's a hot seat.
Police tactics, how they heat the room up.
Shit.
Get shit out of you.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
We're going to find out how racist you really are.
Very.
I'm going to make you say the N-word.
You were. No, so I don't know where I was when you were doing the Crown. I actually, like, I'm not even joking. I don't have a clear memory of what I was doing that night.
Okay.
The Tuesday night at the Star, I was bowling.
For Columbine or?
This is bowling.
Cunt.
With my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Her friends for her friend's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair enough.
I lost.
Yeah, look, that's. Of course you did.
Then we played putt putt.
Did you lose that too?
No, I fucking dominated.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah. Gotta find yourself a non-athletic sport you're good at.
We got heckled.
You're a fat dude.
We just got heckled all night by some woman from Paul McMahon's fucking day job.
Dude.
Caring for old people.
That was, that was a
people?
Star.
He does, like, he was doing, like, activities, like running, like, bingo games and just, like, entertainment for him.
Oh, cool.
Sounds pretty sick.
Yeah, that'd
that's
be
like
fun.
A job. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fun until just, like... The reality sets in that all these people are going to die. And
that's how I feel every time I hang out with Mitch. Any day now, his heart's just going to stop.
Oh, dude, I had heart palpitations the other night.
Fucking
like,
right,
oh,
you did.
Oh, motherfucker. I was like, oh, this is how I die.
And you're just sitting there
didn't even
KFC.
Make it to 30. Yeah, she was a whole... She was a helpful... Well, not helpful heckler. She was just heckling.
No hecklers are helpful, but they think they are.
No, there's been a couple... There's a couple during sets that I'll have... They'll ask questions that straight before my punchline.
Mm.
They'll be like, oh, why is that? It's like, oh, because I've got a little dick. And it's like... It's sort of conversational then, and they feel included, and it works. She was a fucking problem. She was me in 2017 problem.
Mm.
Yeah.
I used to be like that.
Even when hecklers are trying to ask questions, I come off as a cunt when I talk
to
them.
Dude, because you go to 0 to 100. You
don't... I don't mean to.
I know.
It just
I know.
Happens.
It's the it funniest
just,
thing.
I just black out. I get a little white-headed. And then someone tells me I said a bad word. And I don't remember it.
Oh, dude. It's so much fun watching you try grad work.
So good.
It's like, oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a plumber. That's because you're a fucking cunt. Jesus, Broden.
That's what I get
just straight on the attack. Just like plumber.
Oh, dude.
Fucking that's a shit job.
Oh man. But on the flip side, that's what you need to harness.
Yeah.
Is that meanness? No, is that meanness and making fun of things? Because you're good at roasting people. You're funny in that aspect, but the problem is you've got to make it not personal. You've got to find things to make fun of in your style that people aren't going to get offended about. Because if you're doing it to people in the crowd, like, at least at the very least, that one person in the crowd's going to be like, oh,
deflect kind of, a bit. Be like, yeah, oh, you're a plumber. Oh, something about shit. Not like, oh, you're a plumber. Oh, your dad mustn't have done very well with you.
Yeah.
Again, when did I speak to a plumber? You keep bringing up plumbers.
No, we're using it as a broad example.
Okay. I'm just making sure I didn't do anything to a plumber.
This is our intervention.
Yeah, a crowd-like intervention for bros.
Yeah.
It's like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, you're the crowd work Hulk.
I'm the crowd work
Hulk. You won't like me when I do crowd work. You're going to make me do crowd work. You should do that next time you get heckled. Or you're going to make me do crowd work.
Yeah, you need to warn them.
You won't like me when I do crowd work.
Look, you can talk right now, but it's going to get weird and uncomfortable. And yeah. I'm okay if you're okay with that, but just beware.
Yeah.
You give them one warning.
It's the other way around. Like, at the gig last night, there was like a helpful sort of heckler up the front, and she was like, just agreeing with everything and like, yeah, oh, yeah, good for you, like, all this stuff, just talking a little bit, but just more like agreeing with punchlines. And it was like everyone could see that that was Pandora's box, and that if anyone did crowd work with her, it was just like, it's just going to be fucking on.
Yeah.
And she's not going to stop talking. So everyone just skirted around her.
Yeah.
And every time she tried, just went to other crowd and just kept doing bits. But you're the opposite. You're like Pandora's box, where a heckler yells out at you. It's just like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should just keep going. Just be like, fucking done it now.
There was that guy at the Crown a few weeks back that wouldn't shut up during... Like, you had an issue with him, but you handled it really well.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get mean. I got weird.
I think he was a little...
he wasn't ready for it.
Like,
you said you wanted to fuck him or something?
Yeah, I went... Yeah,
what I was trying to say.
He was old and drunk, and he's just like, he was that bloke who Ben kissed.
Yeah, he likes the port.
Yeah. So I'll just get fucking weird with people. I'll make you uncomfortable so that you'll stop talking to me. That's how I handle hecklers.
Big Jim tried to do that with him. You missed the best exchange.
Yeah, okay.
Big Jim was going to throw him in the harbour. It was very aggressive.
Did you leave before Big Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You went up to watch Heggie.
Yeah. Fucking that Eddie, not that Eddie. I said that wrong. That sound system that Eddie uses, it just carries all the way up that street because there's shops on either side.
You can hear the
So I was like 200 meters away, and I was like,
you hear Big Jim?
I could hear Eddie.
Oh. That's wild.
Because Eddie's like loud too. The mic. I was just like, I got to my car, which was parked underneath the covers.
Oh,
on,
shit.
Yeah, on that fucking street, Hunter Street, I think it is. Yeah, and I was like, I could still hear exactly what was being said.
That's mad.
Yeah, it's fucking loud because those windows are open.
So what you're saying is when Wilson said those mean things to Pratik,
everyone heard it. Everyone
was heard in a 200-meter radius. Yeah.
That's why Wilson can't get an Uber in Newcastle anymore.
That's probably why that fucking quickie mart across the road is shut down. No, I think it's still going.
It is. I walk past there. The fucking door opens, makes a loud noise.
Then you feel obligated to go in.
No, it's just like he thinks he's got a customer. And you can see he looks and he's like, oh, fuck, it's just some cunt walking past again. Like, every time. It's always me. I'm just like,
hello.
Walking past. Fucking waddling past.
That is making me tired listening to that.
That fat cunt. Like ASMR.
Super aggressive ASMR.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Pud's going to tell a story.
Breathe in. Go fuck yourself.
This is The Night Train by Pud.
Rambling stories with Pud.
Fall asleep to soothing Pud. I'll start a radio station. This is 103.5 soothing Pud. We just got some nice mixes for you tonight.
It's just a pandemic of cunts falling asleep and running into walls.
Now breathe in, breathe out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is that now yet? I 45 minutes. Fuck.
It's the whole thing, isn't it?
Yep. Well, MC The Crown, it went all right.
Yeah.
Started fucked. This is my first time.
It was good. It was good of you to warm the crown up.
It was like the first time that you fuck.
Yeah.
You finished in 13 seconds in the girl crush?
Yeah. He's like, oh, he's got a story about his auntie you're all going to like. Thanks, mate. That's how you brought me up.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck's sake, cunt. It's supposed to be surprising.
How's it surprising?
I don't know. I'm a mysterious man.
You're like, I've got an auntie named Bev. Big fucking surprise.
It was just a weird way to bring me up.
Like my auntie Bev used to say.
Don't get so defensive, Ethan.
I'm just saying, it was a good bit.
Defensive.
And the last time you did it, I was like, I like that. I'd like to see it again tonight.
Yeah.
I hope he does it.
That's true.
Imagine if you brought him up, though, and you didn't do that
joke. That's all right. That would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
I would have had to say something.
Yep.
He probably would have bombed.
I should have,
should have done the bit about Artie Bev, fucker.
Yeah. That was the only bit that they laughed at.
You're welcome.
I was fucking eating big bag of dicks up there.
Yeah. Well, we all were. That's except, the crown.
What was her name? She was her second time.
Look at you being all fucking PC.
Okay.
You used the proper pronouns.
I did.
Charlie. Frankie.
Frankie. Yeah.
Who the fuck's Frankie?
Frankie got up.
You would know if you came to fucking gigs.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing on Thursday. It's a problem. I probably did something bad.
Smoking bongs. You're not smoking bombs.
Bombs.
Bongs.
Mitch smokes bombs every time he gets on stage.
I did that once. I've done it twice.
Stage stoned.
Yeah.
Bobby got me fucking stoned one time at the Stag and we got on stage. It was fucking weird.
It is.
I didn't like it.
The first time Kyle brought me up and he's like, this motherfucker's high right now, so just letting you know. And I was like, thanks, man. I wasn't expecting to go up at that point either as well. So not only was that a surprise, he also told everyone I was high. So I stood there and I was like, acutely aware that everyone was staring at me, and I was like, "Whoa, this is a problem." But I got through it.
Is that legacy?
I acknowledged it. Yeah,
he's back in Australia.
He's back.
He's doing an hour, baby. In Newcastle Comedy Club, something like that.
We've probably an hour.
He's doing a solo show, so I'd assume it'd be.
I'm getting tickets for that.
Just an hour.
Fucking oath, I am.
What do you do for work, love? Fucks every person. Yeah.
Sam. That's fucking sick.
That's fucking sick.
Fucking sick that is.
Oh, you work on computers? Yeah, that's fucking sick that is.
Bit of a nerd then.
Yeah.
He's a funny motherfucker.
Oh, dude, did you see that video the other day he posted of him serenading someone? He's laying across a piano.
Piano, yeah.
He couldn't get her name right.
I couldn't understand a word he said.
Dude.
It's like his accent's gotten worse since he's gone back.
Yeah, it has. It 100% has. His first set coming back is just going to be silence and everyone's going to be sitting there like, what the fuck is this?
Fucking bunch of bush and bash. It's fucking sick, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking sick. Sounds. Yeah. Fucking hell.
I hope he listens to this. He won't.
He won't.
Be funny. Oh, yeah, Frankie. Frankie showed up. Frankie was wearing a face mask, but Frankie had on like a tartan sort of like Scottish looking skirt and then takes off her face mask, big fucking mustache.
like handlebar thick, like, dude, it was, you don't ever see that. You don't see that very often. And it was like a little off-putting at first because you don't expect.
Yes, she was trans.
Okay, I'm going to tiptoe very carefully.
Yeah.
Because I've got problems.
Yeah. You have problems with trans people?
No, not with trans people.
Okay, she was trans.
We're saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just like you asked me at the NWA earlier on, I almost walked straight into that trap.
Yeah.
So, Frankie.
So, Frankie got on stage I don't even want to talk about it. Frankie got on stage,
male transition to female.
Okay, yeah. So female. Thank you. That's all I need to know.
Female.
Yeah.
I use her.
No one was telling me that.
Yeah.
I don't care what you use. You're not fucking Frankie.
Frankie.
Yeah.
For Frankie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know many people born female that can grow a mustache that fucking awesome.
It's dude.
Not going to happen.
My girlfriend.
I can't grow a mustache.
Dude, it is. She got up and immediately, like, just acknowledges the mustache, fucking makes a joke about it, and then has, like, three more jokes about, like, interactions. She works at a warehouse. She's, like, around just normal blokes, like a dad and stuff like that. It's fucking... It was...
Hey,
I would say...
What's normal, man?
That's what is normal? What is normal?
She works around blokes.
It was the funniest...
Biological males who identify as males, probably.
It was the funniest
cisgendered,
fucking... Yeah.
Mostly white males. Yeah. There might be some... You know, racial ambiguity going on, but I don't want to clarify completely because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
It was the funniest fucking set I've seen at an open mic, at that open mic ever.
Yeah, she crushed and it was the second time on stage.
Yeah, it was That's crazy. Really
she'd done the Lewisham down in Sydney and then come up and did the Crown. Both very fucking rough gigs to do.
Yeah, the Crown's tough.
Yeah. So the Crown... It's Crown Comedy at Lewisham as well. So I've done two Crowns. But, I'm emceeing the fucking Crown at Lewisham.
Yeah, you are.
March. Yeah, going to give that
fuck
a crack.
Fuck yeah.
Hmm.
I'll come down with you if you want.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Bring the crew. See if Ronan's keen.
Oh, I've only got one spot in my van, mate.
Yeah.
Ronan can
take up the four other spots.
Ronan can... That's why he's bringing the van for me.
We'll strap you to the roof racks.
Look like a 1,000-pound sisters. You're just laying down in the back.
It's for my mobility scooter.
By the way, 1,000-pound sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Best show ever.
I haven't watched the whole show, but I've watched highlights.
Oh,
yeah.
Greatest show
ever. Only the best. Only the highlights for Ethan. He's got things to do. He's a busy man.
I only watch highlights of shit. I don't have time to sit down for 3.5 hours
exactly.
of fucking Rogan.
No, I do.
But 1,000-pound sisters is a bit more informative than Joe Rogan's podcast.
I'm sure it is.
You learn a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I've been just on Joe Rogan's subreddit all fucking morning, just learning how much of a retard he is.
I haven't got fucking 3.5 hours to fucking watch this shit, but I'll sit on fucking Reddit all morning fucking reading about Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
cunt.
I spent... Nah, it wasn't all morning. It was in between games of video games. Yeah, I maybe spent 15 minutes.
How many hours did you spend playing video games this morning?
Oh, fucking quite a few, mate.
Quite a few.
Couldn't you listen to a podcast where you did that?
No, I was talking shit.
Talking shit.
That's what I do.
Talking shit about Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Rogan.
Brogan.
Joe.
Bro Rogan.
Bro Rogan.
Bro Grogan.
Bro Brogan.
Just Joe Rogan, but he's a big brown turd. Bro Grogan.
And it's just the turd going, really?
Jamie, pull that up.
Jamie's just a toilet.
He really is. Joe shits on him constantly. I watched this one this morning and it was like him arguing about how Tesla's like the biggest producer of cars in America. And he's like, Jamie, pull that up. And Jamie's like, oh, it's not. And then he's like, well, how about you just fucking Google it for me? And he's like, fine. And then he doesn't Google, like, straight away, like, Joe's wrong, because he'll probably get fucking yelled at for that. So he Googles, like, oh, yeah, like, Ford produced, like, 900,000 F-150s this year so far. And then Joe's like, yeah, see, it's less. And he's like, yeah, but that's just one car out of, like, all the cars. Oh,
I love
fucking
it.
Hell.
When Jamie fucks up, I remember on one episode, Jamie was just not quite on the ball. Joe would be like, pull this up, Jamie. And Jamie would be like, huh, what, fuck? I was like, what the fuck, man? What's
he's
going on?
He's probably stoned.
Exactly. Poor cunt's got a second-hand high because Joe's in a studio smoking fucking joints the whole time. Poor cunt.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's lost the fucking plot, man.
he did buy Jamie a fucking a Tesla.
Did he?
Yeah, he bought him a Tesla.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. He caught him, like, looking up Teslas. He was talking about buying one. Joe's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to buy you one. Don't go buy one. He's like, oh, thanks.
I have $100 million.
Yeah.
I will buy you one.
Dude.
Man, if I had $100 million, I'd be a fuckhead too.
Dude, I'd so be doing much. Weird
shit. I'm doing two things of $100 million. Number one, I'm moving to Bali because it goes way further there. And I'll be their king. Now, I'm going to have a house and it's going to be on flat ground on the top of a mountain. So those little Balinese motherfuckers are going to get some shovels and they're going to level the top of the most popular mountain there. Right? And then I'm going to build a house in the dead center and I'm going to make a pool that goes all the way around that house. Why am I doing
a moat?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a drawbridge and a moat.
So you can float in that fucking thing as well. So you're going to have to get water jets powerful enough to push. Yeah, so it's got its own current.
So if you pull up, I'm going to be like, wait a second.
Oh, like one of those water park things. Like
Yeah. That's what he just said.
You're sitting in the donut. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Are you fucking following?
I didn't hear you say that.
Are you keeping up, motherfucker? Anyway, continue. What else would you do with your now $80 million? Well, you got $80 million.
How much do you think a moat costs?
In Bali.
Not $20 million.
$20 to get someone to dig a moat. $20 to get someone to...
Yeah, but you got
to
buy a mountain,
and
man.
And then you have to think about other expenses. $20 like
is like a month.
Happy endings and stuff like that, which is another $5.
In Bali.
Bali's going to go heaps far.
Do you want to move to Bali, Tanya?
What's the age of consent in Bali?
What age of consent?
Wow, cunts. Oh, yeah.
So no,
yeah, we got money.
You have $100 million. You own that country.
Yeah. You just like, oh, how much is this weed?
How much does it cost to buy Bali? Can Joe Rogan buy Bali?
I am going to be the white Kim Jong-un of Bali. Just on top of my mountain, fat as fuck, telling people I made cheeseburgers.
It's all fun and games until they catch up with you and then you hang yourself in prison. Plenty of fucking billionaires been there, done that.
Was that an Epstein reference?
Yes.
I'm building a moat, not raping kids.
We were talking about the age of consent. I mean, we weren't far off.
You know, it's 13 in Japan.
That's fucked.
No, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's too young.
That is too young.
That is way too young.
There's like they were playing with dollies last year.
They're probably still playing with dollies. 13. Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you could turn it into a dolly, put like a wig on the tip.
It's because they've got little dicks. They fit in there at that age.
Jesus Christ.
We're getting cancelled for this one.
That was too far, and I'm saying that. Fucking hell.
Oh, dear.
No Japanese girls fucking me. I can't even.
I just want to point out that Ethan has spent time in Japan.
I have.
And he's saying
incredibly
a lot of bad
hard
things.
To get laid over there.
Yeah.
If you don't speak Japanese, you've got no chance of banging a 13-year-old. She doesn't.
How do you invite him into the van?
Yeah.
Like, you offer them Hello Kitty toys.
Yeah.
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 All right, I don't want to get off raping like young Japanese women because it's.
No, let's sit on this.
No,
you
want to
get
want...
off? Poor choice of words.
Fuck. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Can we go back to my moat, please?
Yeah, sure. Back to Bali.
So I'm going to start an army of little Balinese people.
Fuck.
And we're going
to
slowly
Let's get
take...
back to slavery. That's better.
No, not slavery. They have rights.
They're paid.
Exactly. And we're slowly going to take over Indonesia.
We are.
One moat at a time. No, me and my Balinese people. You're not there. If I have $100 million, I'm not friends with you anymore. Money's changing me.
Can I stay on your as your screensaver, though?
Yes. Right, you will always be my screensaver for the rest of time.
Fuck yeah.
Can we check that?
Right now.
Is he still your screen?
Yeah.
You can't see it. Okay, that's cool.
It's pass it here. I'll put it up.
I don't trust you. Ah, you won't be able to get my
password. I won't be able to get your password. 6-9.
Fuck.
Yeah, baby.
You can't see it. There we go.
Oh, man. I look like Chumlee.
You do look like Chumlee.
Dude,
you look you somehow look like a less successful Chumlee.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. A smart, less successful, less intelligent Chumlee.
That's... I just saw the look. The Chumlee look. We're making a meme after this. And you.
Fuck.
And Chumlee.
I'll give you $50.
Yeah, that was bad.
It's a pawnbroker's reference.
for the meme.
Maybe you, I made you an offer.
Porn stars.
Just in general. I'll give you $50. Fuck, man. Said, some
you know porn brokers?
Dude, you can't say to a Jew, I'll give you $50 like that.
You take it seriously.
I'm like, where's the fucking... What? What for? What do I have to do?
Nothing comes for free.
Oh, I was like, man. I thought you were going to say $50 not to make the meme. And I was like, fuck, sweet. No, that's getting made.
Yeah. So the new comedy club opened up. You went. Yeah. What'd you think?
I thought it was really good. I thought there was like, if a certain individual decides to snap and murder everyone, we have no chance of getting out of there.
Yeah, they're going to have to work on that fire
exit. We need a second exit.
Can't you get out the back behind the stage? Isn't there a window?
Probably.
I'm not jumping from a window. I'm afraid of heights.
I'm more afraid
of... Yeah, we fall hard, man.
Actually, here's what I'll do. I'll get my little Balinese army and I can build a human ladder.
Oh, dude.
But no, it's a very nice club. The candles are weird. I don't know what they did with the candles, but the candles are folded in.
You broke one of them.
I was there for 5 seconds and broke one of their candles.
They look very vaginal.
Yeah,
that's how I broke it, actually.
Me and Ben were licking them. That's good. Those candles have COVID now.
Nice. Speaking of COVID, didn't Pratik like almost give you COVID?
Yeah, he was like sitting right there. And he had COVID. And then we didn't get it. Because it's a fucking scamdemic, mate.
It is. Well, here's the thing, right? Is Wilson had COVID and Pratik had COVID, both on the same night, and I was sitting in between them.
No COVID. Fat people can't get COVID.
Yeah. No Clearly. COVID. I think it's from all the dirt I ate as a child. I've been saying it from the start. Like, I ate so much dirt as a kid that the pandemic ain't going to fuck with me.
That's a bit right there. You need to write that bit, and it'll be even funnier when you get COVID.
Oh, I'm not dying from COVID.
That's a...
It would be pretty funny.
I'm not dying for... Famous last words, if I've ever heard them. If I've ever heard them.
COVID's my bitch.
Yeah.
So are you an anti-vaxxer?
No, I've been vaccinated.
Ah, sick.
Oh, that's why you
should have asked that before you got in the pod, eh?
Nah, fuck it.
What, are you two anti-vaxxers?
We've had anti-vaxxers on before.
No, I'm not.
Again, I wouldn't give a fuck. Yeah, COVID's the least you're
I don't care if people don't want to get vaccinated.
Exactly right.
Me it's none either. Of my business. Fucking do what you want.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. And that's why Scott Morrison should fucking fuck off.
All right. I don't.
Fucking vote one United Australia party, mate.
I have an opinion on politics, which is I couldn't do that job. That's my opinion on politics.
Yeah, back to fighting. Who do you think would win in an MMA fight between Scott Morrison and Kevin Rudd?
Ah, ScoMo.
Yeah, I reckon ScoMo.
Well, I've been thinking about this, right? And I reckon Kevin Rudd has, like, the advantage on the feet. But ScoMo does
Actually,
look like
he's right. down against you're right. his will before. He does because fucking ScoMo's... Yeah, handball.
Handball?
Yeah, ScoMo's got no coordination.
He can get the shit slapped out of him.
Yeah.
But if ScoMo gets on top...
Yeah, that's trouble.
Kevin Rudd's in trouble.
Yeah. That's right.
If ScoMo gets a hold of him, yeah, and then it goes to the ground, Kevin's getting strangled.
I reckon someone needs to book this fight.
But I reckon yes. Kevin will fight like a fucking Mexican. Like, just...
What is that? He's got a lawnmower in the ring?
Dude, you watch any, like, Mexican MMA fighter, they're just like a fucking... A wet cat in a... Fucking sack. They're fighting like crazy, man. It's all the time, just like punching and kicking and fucking.
What
you're just
have you
watching
been doing to small animals,
dude?
A wet cat in a sack,
dude. They fight.
You say that like it's a common experience to have a cat in a sack that's wet.
Well,
righto, Dr. Seuss.
You wouldn't be
settled down.
The cat was in the
you
sack.
You can't throw them in the ocean.
Back.
You throw them in the ocean, they get wet and they fight like crazy.
Why are you throwing the cat in the ocean?
Not me personally. But it happens.
You framed your brother, didn't you? That's why he's in prison.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah.
On that note...
I think that's enough.
Please don't come to my house, Mitch's brother.
We made it back to Mexicans.
We did.
We did. We came full circle.
Full circle.
And lawnmowers.
If we're getting cancelled for any podcast, this one's going to be it.
But doesn't that make it
We
good?
Didn't say the N-word.
Like, that's what you...
We did.
I almost did.
We came close.
We talked about banging kids. Well, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just you.
I regret that. But what can you do?
What are you going to do? Ah, it's all. It's like me Auntie Bev says. It's all fun and games until someone talks about banging kids.
If they didn't want me banging kids, they shouldn't have made the age of consent 13. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck, you just doubled down on it, bro.
I want to go on the record.
It's legal
here.
Over there.
I didn't bang any kids in Japan. I went snowboarding and I had a wank on a bidet. That's as crazy as it got.
How'd that feel?
Was it the best fucking wank you great. Ever had?
Now, think about good. This. Wank on a bidet with a VR headset.
That could be good.
Yeah.
Could be good.
That's what we need.
I'm thinking of buying one. One of those ones that hooks up to your toilet.
A bidet or a young Japanese woman? Because I can hook you up know. For either. Like.
Next time I go.
100 mil? You could get yourself a Japanese person for 100
million. You
get
yourself 12 Japanese people for 100
million. You could buy a lot of people for 100 million.
100 million.
Particularly if they're Balinese.
That's the problem with billionaires. That's why they're dangerous.
Yeah, that's why Joe Rogan's retarded now. Because... He doesn't have to be, like, if people are like, you're an idiot, he's like, well, I have $100 million, so fuck
yeah. Yeah. He's like, ends the argument. And I was an idiot before I had $100 million. He's like, I got $100 million being an idiot. Like,
yeah.
What do you expect?
Yeah.
Of course you're going to double
he's
down.
He's laughing in everyone's face. $100 million.
He's like, I could keep doing the podcast and I've still got $100 million. If only one person listens to it, still got $100 million minus taxes. That's why he left L.A.,
What? Tax?
Yeah, taxes.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, I'm
cunts
about to
are talking about taxes.
$100 million, yeah.
Fucking taxes.
You got to get a job first, my friend.
Hey.
Oh, you're still unemployed.
Hey. Fuck you, all
right? Oh, How do you not have time for comedy? You don't have a job.
I don't
what
know.
What the fuck are you
I
doing?
I told you this. I don't remember what I was doing.
Do you write? What are you doing the day? What's a day in the life of Broden?
A day in the life of Broden.
We can skip the part where you wake up and masturbate. All right.
So I go have breakfast.
He's like, well, that's the first big part of my day, really.
That's like the first 2 hours, just edging.
No, I ain't interested in edging.
Really?
Mate, where's your stamina? You gotta practice.
So I look like I got fucking stamina? I'm fat. Fuck you.
They can be on top.
Who?
Your woman.
Yeah. I'm joking off.
Yeah, but you gotta edge to practice for when you fuck a chick.
No, I don't. She just wants me to hurry up and finish so she can go back to sleep.
Fair enough.
You know my love life.
I do now.
Jesus, she just wants to go back to Aaron's house.
All right, so you it's a Tuesday morning. You've just finished masturbating.
Tuesdays. I just finished. Okay, so I've woken up probably around 10.
Yep.
Because I went to bed at 2, so that's a solid 8 hours.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Got to look after your
Wake
sleep.
Up, I grab my phone.
Yep.
I jerk off.
No, you've just... Oh, you do no. it again.
Yeah, so I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Again, and then I'll wake up and do
it. But you leave the towel on you.
Yeah.
You wake up stuck to it.
I use the towel as a pillow.
You don't even wipe yourself down. You just leave the towel on the mess.
I like
on your stomach.
I like to lay in my shame.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it.
So I'm in my second jerk-off session.
All right, it's 10 a.m.
And then I'll go into the kitchen.
You live at home with your mum too, don't you?
And my dad.
Yeah.
And my brother. And
Fuck
my brother's
yeah.
boyfriend. And my cousin. And 3 cats.
In one
in a 3-bedroom house. Okay.
Okay.
So now I'm in the kitchen.
Yeah. At least one of those cats is watching you jerk off multiple times.
I'm talking.
Sorry, man.
Finally someone said it.
I'm sweating as well.
You are.
You guys trying to get something out of me? Okay. So I'm in the kitchen.
So it's 10:02.
Shut the fuck up. All right? I'm trying not to say anything incriminating.
So you smoke a bong?
No.
You don't do a bowl?
No.
No brekkie bongs?
No.
Not doing it right.
I said no. Fuck.
You're unemployed.
No means.
You're unemployed.
All right. So I wake up. I go to the kitchen. I make a coffee. I get my laptop out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do some Googling.
A little bit of Googling.
What are you Googling?
You're like, what's happening in South China today?
Balinese boat builders.
Yeah.
So then I'll give them a call, see what's going on in the moat building business.
Mum, I can get a 13-year-old Balinese kid to dig 6 feet an hour.
And then I can fuck him afterwards.
They just let me fuck him. It's part of the deal.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll do some Googling. I'll drink my coffee.
Yeah.
And I'll go poop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the coffee brings on the poop.
It brings on the poop.
Yeah.
And that's when I jerk off for a third time.
Yeah.
And then as we know, I have narcolepsy when I jerk off, so I fall asleep in the toilet.
Yeah.
So now it's 1 p.m. because I've been sleeping
for a while. Hey, not 1 p.m. 1300 hours.
Sorry. It's we're just going to sit. Just sit for a minute.
I've actually woken up on the toilet before. I went to...
We wish you didn't wake up, though, yeah?
Like a spiritual awakening?
No. I wake up to some Aboriginal people arguing.
Why do you have to... So yeah, what kind of people they were?
That was just people arguing, man.
Because they argue different to white people. They just do.
I know.
Fucking door.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's neighbours are Aboriginal and he cheats on her a lot.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, fucking maggot cunt. Yeah. You fuck it. It's my birthday and you fucked my sister in the ass, you maggot cunt.
Ah, you love it.
Constantly.
You
anyways, love to see it. So while they're doing that, I'm looking at Balinese kids. And yeah. Then, so it's about 1,300 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
So now I'll have lunch. I don't do breakfast.
Yeah, me either. It's a classic fat man thing.
And then I'll go take a nap.
Yeah, because you've been doing activities.
Yes.
All day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'll play some video games.
Fuck yeah. What are you playing?
UFC 4.
Yeah, I fuck with you UFC. You know what's PS4, like. Xbox.
PS4.
All right, we'll get on later.
Mad. So I'll play that.
Yep.
It's a Tuesday, so we've got the star, usually.
So you're going to get bowling? You're going to get bowling?
Get your bowling locked in.
So you're like, fuck, it's 1 o'clock.
Got it.
And I've got to go to comedy tonight.
Yeah, it was
a And even then, you don't turn
right, I didn't specify how long the nap was going for. I wake up from a nap. I have dinner. My mum says things to me about how I'm failing in life. And then I go to comedy and fail more. And then I go home.
At least he's got insight.
A lot of insight.
Into what's going
home,
on.
I get home. I cry. Get the laptop out.
Do some Googling.
I look at moats.
Oh, dude.
I don't know what it is with moats. Like, I think it's connected back to the prawn man.
Autism.
But I'm not sure.
All this trauma.
A lot of trauma.
Oh, fuck.
That was good. Let's end it there.
No, it's the intervention's not done yet.
What are we interventing?
You.
All right, fucking bring it on, cunt.
What bits have you got going?
Yeah, you written any bits?
Have I written any bits?
Yeah.
Mate, this whole fucking podcast has been a bit...
Yeah, all right. You've had a couple of good ones.
Yep, I'm going to go back. A couple of zingers. I'm going to read it. No, I'm not going to read it. This is a podcast. Fuck me. Oh. It's really hot. A
couple
here.
Of zingers.
I can't stop sweating. Did you say zinger?
Send us it.
I'm really sweating, man.